This is Zen News, I'm O2 Barry C. Ex-president appears in war crimes case. Former American President George W. Bush is to face a special Iraqi and UN-backed war crimes court after being captured while fleeing to the Texan border. Mr. Bush faces charges of aiding the uprising of militia and crimes against humanity whilst in office during the years of 2001 to 2007. The US Army, with Mr. Bush at the top of the power hierarchy, invaded Iraq in late summer 2003. And swiftly ousted a democratically elected leader, Saddam Hussein. Mr. Hussein, who was later captured, was executed on trumped-up charges constructed by the US body administrating the region. After this, the US administration promptly attacked rebelling minorities, who were spurred on by visions of their now-dead leader, neglecting the rest of the nation, leaving them with no power, running water, or even in some cases, access to proper food supplies. The US was largely condemned by the rest of the world for their actions, however at numerous inquiries held by the UN, the US used a combined smokescreen of aggressive diplomacy and the threat of military action against the rest of the world. When Mr. Bush arrives in Washington tomorrow, he will be facing a total of 11 different charges, 5 counts of crimes against humanity, 5 counts of war crimes, and 1 count of severe violation of international humanitarian law. This mainly relates to his attack on Fallujah, the city where so-called insurgents were centrally basing themselves. US troops ran amok, destroying property, displacing civilians, placing the whole city under siege, slaughtering many and attacking many non-Christians, in what is termed by the US military technically as collateral damage. After this humanitarian catastrophe, to enable the military to get to one of their key objectives of the whole invasion, the Iraqi oil reserves, US administration needed more time to them and allegedly fabricated a so-called phony militia, who then consequently attacked and murdered thousands in different ways. Today, speaking from the trial, Mr. Bush's legal representative, a court official, as his defence team has yet to be appointed, entered a not guilty plea. Chief prosecutors, intending to take him to The Hague in the Netherlands, as his influence and connections in Texas deem it unsafe to put him up for trial in Texas, where he was once governor, described him as a very wicked man, probably one of the worst war criminals of all time. Chief prosecutor Larry O'Donnell went on to say, "We could be looking at the trial of the century. No one has ever seen such a catastrophe, especially by such a well-respected country. It is just as well that some investigative journalist did a Freedom of Act information request. Otherwise, these abhorrent acts would not have come to surface." The White House condoned his actions in a statement saying, "We cannot ever foresee our country repeating such arrogant and illegitimate actions. We wish to see the ex-president punished suitably." Incumbent Hillary Clinton delivered the message at a press meeting this morning. The ex-president was, however, unable for comment.